up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore. I also go by Angel Tanksley because I'm married to this fine man beside me. And this is our weekly podcast. But before we go into what this podcast is about, tell them more about you.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I have four boys, a dog and a half, and a wife. What?
Who is the half?
Which one you think is the half?
No. Are you saying Castle is a dog and a half?
Castle is a dog.
So is Lala, so your math is off.
No, it ain't.
I know that might be difficult with that Bryan Station education. It's two dogs.
No, it's just a half. I ain't gonna let it starve.
Her.
Would I? Nah, no. I wouldn't let it starve.
Her.
Anyway, I'm other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. I just said that. Thank y'all for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. Hope you come back. This is a podcast, like she said, we do weekly. All right, we've been doing it for 10 years. And we are taking our podcast on tour, so make sure you come holler at us, either in Chicago on June 1st, or Atlanta on June 3rd, or L.A. on June 5th, or D.C.
Or
on June 24th, or Philly June 23rd.
Come on and mix it up.
Hey, come holler at us. It's a good time.
If you're watching us, look in the video description. If you're listening to us, look in the show notes. There will be links directly to where you can purchase tickets. It is going to be a good time. If you're looking for something fun that's a little bit of a ruckus, that won't require too much energy of you, but you'll feel energized afterwards because you'll be laughing, you'll be interacting with us, this is where you want to be.
Absolutely.
So we look forward to seeing you. We also want to give a special shout out to our sponsor for today, and that is Cash App. I'll tell you more about them. I feel like everybody knows about Cash App, but we're going to tell you some stuff that you might not know in the hopes that you'll check them out, give them a try. Marcus,
what's up?
Real quick, hand me that shirt over there. I forgot I got all my letters, and just in case I get on here talking reckless. I should cover up. Hey, y'all, this is what I had on yesterday. The makeup, clothes, all of the things.
Before the event.
Yeah, this is what I had on before the event. Yeah. Then I kept the pants on during the event. So I'm going to put on this cute little Friend of the Pod shirt. Oh, speaking of which, when we on tour, we'll have new merch.
We have new merch coming out, y'all. We ain't had new merch in a while since the tour.
Yeah, we sold those wing shirts in silver and in gold that you all seem to have liked. And we sold our Is This Going to Cause an... No, excuse me. We didn't sell wing shirts when we were on tour. I sold that when I was on tour.
Yeah, we had these shirts. Is This Going to Cause an Argument? So we getting new... I'll give them to tomorrow.
We're getting some new dope shirts.
Some new dope shirts. Our friend who's an artist volunteered randomly one day before he even knew he was going on tour to redo us. I was wearing this shirt, actually. He was like, hey, man, I'm going to draw y'all some new artwork. And then we decided it was going on tour. I was like, so when is that going to be done?
Yeah. So we are so excited that we'll have that. And we're so excited to meet you. I didn't tell you this. And then you had a thought and I interrupted just to give that tidbit about the tour. Somebody reached out to my sister and was like, is that chick Angel, my sister, I'm talking about Melissa. She said, is that chick Angel your line sister or your sister?
Has she never seen your sister?
Somebody asked that last night too. Is this your line sister? I was like
if y'all see these two people, look at their faces.
Anyways, she was like, that's my blood sister. She was like, that woman is a member of a Chicago Jack and Jill chapter. That she's organized a group of the chapter to come see us on tour in Chicago.
Dope.
I said,
that's dope.
I said, now listen here.
Y'all see how people be doing?
It made me so, I felt so touched.
It's humbling. It's like people be she on here, I'm sure.
No. You take this pause is killing me.
I know. Passionate.
Oh, drove yes, when she drove. Hours
to come see us.
Yes, yes. Her I said, and Kayla have, yeah.
I said, my hometown can kiss my ass when it come to me performing for them.
They said, because the woman was like, okay, because we're hoping that she's like actually cool people and we want to meet them. Moose was like, you will meet them.
They have no idea.
You'll meet us. And don't you worry. You just buy them tickets.
Yeah, you going to meet us?
You going to meet me. Let me tell you that, because I'm going to show my gratitude.
Same.
So, yeah. What were you about to say before I interrupted you?
Oh, was it the movie?
Well, before we started, we were talking to Patreon about how I'm realizing I have to go see the Michael Jackson movie today because we are covering it on Here's the Thing tomorrow.
Yeah. But when she said that, like right after she said it, I was about to be like, this is my unpopular opinion. I really have no desire to see the movie. But then she beat me to the punch. She was like, I don't want to say, I don't care. And when I saw people posting about it and going to see it, I was like, is this, they just doing this for clickbait? Like getting excited, like dressing up to go see Michael, dressing up as Michael to go see. I don't know. Because it caught me off guard. I didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. So then it was like, oh, it's another Michael Jackson movie. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't.
You know.
It broke records.
That's good. Well, you know, Michael still has fans. Michael.
I mean, ain't none of them fans went nowhere. They still young.
No, Michael has like new fans. Is a fan of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Now look, I know the great debate. The Michael or Beyonce, I don't think Beyonce would be able to do that.
I think, this is what I'll say, I think we are...
Because that's crazy. That man, gone, been gone.
I think, one, because his music spans across so many decades where music style kept changing.
Yeah.
That it offers him...
doing his songs. Go ahead, my bad.
Because he came out of Motown, which is a distinct sound.
Yeah.
Then he went into pop, which in 80s pop is a distinct sound. And then I don't know what he was really in towards the end. His albums towards the end didn't do nearly as well, I think, as Michael's albums towards the beginning of his solo career.
Oh, yeah.
So because of, I think, his beginning solo career songs and, like, the uniqueness, like, that's like, who the hell was doing that? Anyways, he has such a unique sound that there's really nothing else that can emulate.
Yeah. Now somebody said we had him for 40 years. No, I get all that. Like, I get the time span. I'm saying because of everything that you just said, the impact that he had, the era that it was, and how it's still getting read. Like, by the time he was... How long Beyonce been on it for 10, 20 years, right?
No, longer.
Longer. People were already remaking his songs, you know, while he was still here. His songs are already getting remade.
Well yeah, because Quincy was his.
Yeah, no, I get all that. Yeah. I'm not giving this credit to strictly him or strictly Beyonce. I'm just saying, like, the way their careers went, it was like ain't nobody else going to be able to do this.
Yeah, I think it's one. Because of when he existed.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it.
I think that is more
so. He did all that without the internet. You know what I'm saying? Without social media.
And also because people going to take this the wrong way. People expected less out of their celebrities. And what I mean by less is that they, like Michael could literally just be like, you don't need to know anything about my life. Other than that, I like animals, and that's all I'm going to give you.
All that goes into play.
Yeah, so there was this, like, there was so much, even though Beyonce don't be coming outside no more, the amount of mystique that he was allowed to have, I think, is also very intoxicating, where people are like, I don't ever get to see him, and he's this,
it was this majestic, mystique, aloof type
Right, right. Michelle, he wasn't a star yet at 9. My son had to do a thing on this. It was 11, I think.
Yeah, they whenever played him he younger, did. Right? Didn't they, like, lie about his age, say he was younger than what he actually was?
I don't know, but I Want You Back was when he became Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. And I think that was 11.
Yeah, that's just, look, I don't be, me one, I never do that whole comparison, this or that. I'm like, they all great. I hate the comparisons. And only black people do it with black people. That's what kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, somebody has to be up there and can't, no, it's stupid. Mm. But this is like the iconic thing of him, like you said, getting new fans. And this man has been gone. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can discover James Brown and be a fan. But it won't never be on the level mm-hmm. of Michael Jackson. One, it was more music, the generations that it crossed. But with all that said, I still ain't going to see it.
Yeah, I just said that. For me,
I still ain't.
For me, if they're not going to tell me something different, I'm not going to be interested in it. And the main thing I see that people are talking about is the relationship of him and Joe. I mean,
I seen that when I was in middle school, elementary, middle school. We know that.
This to be a quince, the term for an overbearing or abusive stage parent is Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
That is what my family calls me when I deal with Lil Marcus.
Yeah. Not just your family, everybody.
Yes. Even though yesterday they called me Debbie Allen instead of, not my family. My family still called me Joe Jackson. Yeah. I think they were being nice. They said, okay, Angel's up there being Debbie Allen. They were like, no. Angel is Joe Jackson. You don't get Michael without a Joe. You don't get Janet without a Joe.
Yeah.
Joe is who I shall be. Just without, you know, beating these kids. So, yeah, I don't have a desire to see it, but I will see it for
anything,
work.
Yeah, and Green say anything new you find out, it ain't gonna be positive.
Yeah.
All the positivity. No. All the positivity is out there.
There won't be any discovered. Oh my God, he built this church.
Yeah.
We didn't know this orphanage. We didn't know about that.
He paid for so and so. Yeah, no, it ain't gonna be nothing positive.
So yeah. But I will see if I can find like an 8 o'clock showing. And see if we can get, not 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock showing, and see if I can stay awake.
Mm. Why 10? Oh, because we got people in town.
Yeah, and I don't want to waste my time seeing this movie and not seeing them.
Right.
And I know Melissa will be dead to sleep by 10. Damien might push
it. Why don't you try to go like right after we record and get it over with?
Because I could be with those people. I could be with Damien and Jamie and Melissa. Yeah. And Daisy. Daisy's coming to the Valley at 2:30, so these are people I can see.
Yeah.
Neither one of us. No shade.
Yeah, ain't no shade at all. It's just like I said, I got Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat coming out. That's what I want to see.
My attention.
Mortal Kombat. And I don't care how bad a movie is, I'm gonna love it.
You know it's gonna be. You know it's gonna happen.
I'm gonna love every second of it. There's nothing more.
Let me tell you some money issue that I wish I would have known about when I was a kid that I didn't figure out until I became a lot older. Is that delayed gratification will end up being so much more of a reward outside of that little random thing that you want to buy. For all of the parents out there with teenagers, we know you're already trying to keep a million different things under control. Cash App is here to help make your teens money, and their spending isn't adding to that craziness, okay? So Cash App is a tool that has been like crafted and created to meet teens ages 13 to 17, where they are with intuitiveness and educational tools, okay? And as long as there's a parent, an eligible parent or guardian to sponsor them with, you know, sponsorship, they can gain access to a personalized Cash App card, right? That comes in different colors, patterns to fit their style. And it gives them the ability to instantly access money from their family or friends. It makes managing money feel so easy. It's just like cooler, right? than a lot of the other options. So the platform has tools that helps the teens with developing real life financial skills, okay, and habits, and it's a safe and easy to navigate, and you can have oversight, you can approve things. So little Marcus, he's gonna get a job this summer, right? So Cash App will be able to give him access to his paycheck almost 2 days or up to 2 days early, and it can help him achieve personalized goals for his savings that they can set up within the app. And it will become an app they really want to use because it was designed thinking about these teens, right? And there's no unnecessary surprises. There's no monthly fees, no minimum balance required, and no hidden charges, especially when it comes to sending or receiving money. And you, the parent, and your teen will receive their balance is received 24/7 fraud monitoring. And so if something don't feel right, you'll be able to lock their card from your phone just easily. Bow. So skip the stress and give your teen a way to learn financial responsibility. And you ain't got all them hidden fees. Download Cash App and get started today. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code FAMILY10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Direct deposit and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
For me, like Mortal Kombat was my... like how everybody else, I was never really into comic books like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few. My friends had them. Every now and then I'd read them. But when Mortal Kombat came out and it gave the characters backstory, and then I could go to the store and get the magazine about the backstory and the game and the secret, oh, I was all in. The amount of shit that I know about the Lin Kuei and Shiryu behind and all them, like, that's... Scorpion and Sub-Zero, for y'all don't know.
All these words that you just said sound like exactly. You were having a stroke.
I was all in. I'd be like just sitting there just reading. But they like, oh, finish that, man. Let me go get another one. Then Noob Saibot came out. So you know the character Noob Saibot. Do you know who that is? It's the black ninja, solid black. He looks all oily and stuff.
Nope. I mean, vaguely for me. I don't know the name.
Oh, okay. His name came from the two creators of the game. They just reversed their name. It's Sebastian Boone. And they were just like, just put our names backwards. Noob Saibot.
Stupidest thing. Children.
You can't wait to speak. I'm not the only one. Ah, the last one I hated what they did was Scorpion's little lineage dude. I'm like, we don't need him in the movie. Put the original Scorpion in there. I like him as an actor too. I can't think of his name, but. Anytime I see him and doing a samurai or martial arts, I know I'm going to love it. Anyhow.
How are you?
I'm good. I know why I'm tired. I went to bed at a stupid ass time last night. But.
And then was like, babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
It's on you.
Since you're going to be gone.
Since it's on me, y'all, rest of the week, I'm going to need you taking kids.
But the rest of the week, who was driving the kids to school?
Who's picking them up?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be me doing it. I got to get them up. I got to get them ready.
No, you can get them up. But if you get them all, if you iron their clothes at night, you can
regardless,
just wake them up.
It's on me. It don't matter when I do everything. You can take them this morning.
And I was like, his mama going to be here in my head. She can help get him dressed.
She leave tonight.
She said, and I'm done. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So how you doing? How you feeling? Let's talk about it.
As you can see, I am exhausted.
You know what everybody said? What? Everybody's saying the same thing.
What?
It's like, so y'all did it. It's over with. Y'all can finally get some rest. Everybody that was in there with you like, Angel's going to do something else. She ain't about to get no rest. And we all know this.
No, I have some things to finish out the year, but then nothing is a lift like that. And I got to finish this tour and finish working on my one-woman show, too. Yeah, I'm exhausted. For those of you all who haven't been following us, yesterday was my son's botillion. And the reason why I'm exhausted is because I, along with two of my other sorors, Shania Axius and Nikki Foster, were the ones who planned and executed this whole event. We were three co-chairs. We each had our own lane. I kind of spearheaded it. I don't think that would be, I don't think that would be overstepping. And then Nikki handled a lot of the event space logistics. Shania used her resources in the community to help us get a lot of stuff, especially even the girls, getting the girls to actually apply. That was Shania doing, which, you know, you can't have a cotillion without participants, period. And it was spectacular.
It was.
I mean, from start to finish, obviously there are things we would tweak after this being our first year, because you have to plan every aspect. You have to plan, where do the parents go? Where do the kids go? Where do the guests go? When does the food get dropped? Who's saying what? Da, da, yeah. da, da, da.
It's got to be timed out.
Yeah, everything has to move and flow. And then the tickets weren't cheap. So that's the reason why we do things, we, you know, are so specific, because the more money I spend, the more I'm expecting of my experience. So with that being said, it's, you're not seating me late, or you're, you know, the food's got to be good and the quality of things. The biggest thing that I was just like, praise God, everybody was in dress code.
Yeah.
I had a very strict dress code. This one was my doing. I said, I want everyone who is not a Delta to either be in a black gown or a black tuxedo. I want anyone who is a Delta to either be in a black gown or a black tuxedo or a red gown or a red tuxedo. No other colors are permitted. Like, you could wear a white tuxedo shirt. I was like, and when I say gown, I want it to be full length.
Yeah.
I don't want to see nobody's calves unless you got a split. The rest of the dress better be down to the ground.
And I did see some of that through some younger girls, but it was few and far between.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like knee, down to the knee.
But those
still were dressed. They were like, still like.
As long as they were girls, not grown women. It is hard to find full gowns for girls.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That was like, and then one necktie that wasn't a bow tie. Like, literally however many people it was, everybody was.
Yeah. Like, it was, I wanted the pictures to look a certain way. And I also wanted, I got these girls in these goddaggone dresses that look like they about to get married off. Okay.
They had gloves on, y'all. They had elbow length gloves. Yes.
And tiaras.
Yeah.
If they got on a tiara and this big poofy gown, you're not showing up looking like you could have easily wore this to a goddaggone picnic.
Yeah.
It can't be in the same world.
Yeah, and it wasn't the venue. It looked like that's what was supposed to be worn in the venue.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was out of place.
Right.
Like, pulling up to this church, first of all, there's another event going on.
A wedding.
I couldn't tell what it was.
Did you see the cars?
Well, let me ask what I'm getting to.
Go ahead.
So I pull up and I see a bunch of flashes on. I see some people. I'm like, now these Deltas is moving different. Because I see probably 10 or 11 Rolls Royce Cullinans in a row.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Yep.
All on one side. A bunch of Rolls Royces on the other sides. BMW, Benzes.
Porsches.
Porsches. But another, some more Rolls Royce Phantoms. All of these, for y'all that don't know, the Cullinan, I can't think of the name. That's like a $250,000-$300,000 SUV. The Phantoms is like another $200,000-$300,000.
Yeah.
And there's a parking lot full of these things. And I'm like, these? And then to make matters even worse, I drive up a little further and I see some lady wearing a Delta jacket. I see somebody else wearing a Delta shirt. I said, And they move different. I don't know. I don't know what these ladies are doing with life, but Angel ain't doing something right because she's volunteering her time. She ain't building no empire. So then that's when I start seeing people and I'm like, oh no, those are some other people. Okay. Yes. Those are some people from over there.
Yeah, those cars belonged to the Armenians that were there.
Or Iranians. Which one?
Armenian. That's an Armenian church.
I thought it was Iranian church.
No, it's Armenian.
Armenian church, yeah. And then when I seen them, I said, I only saw two or three of them. I said, okay, ain't none of them Deltas driving.
Listen, so, Nina Parker said, girl, when I pulled up in my Porsche, they made me feel broke.
I was driving a Lincoln Navigator. Imagine that. I don't never feel broke. I don't give a damn. However, because I would have, had I known the parking was like it, I would have drove one of my old schools because where I parked at, nobody, it was so much parking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so pull up and then, so there's sections to this enormous church and on the outside, it just looks like a beautiful building. Then you walk in and it's just like, oh, I would never wear sneakers in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was beautiful. It was like the gold trim on stuff, mm-hmm. the vaulted ceilings, the walls had detail with like, murals in them with lighting was outlining the windows and stuff. I'm like, this venue looks like it's supposed to only have formal events in it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should have had on gloves with my tux
mm-hmm.
and a cane. I probably should have had, if I seen the venue, I'm like, I'm wearing tails, Angel.
See, I tried to tell you, yes, you should have.
I wasn't going to wear no tails.
You should have wore tails and set it out. I finally saw the video, the part of the dad that you said was.
You seen it?
Yes.
I don't know if this dad knew it.
He couldn't have.
And, you know, they getting up and it's multiple dances in this throughout the event. Like the fathers are dancing with the daughters and then Angel and Daphne is dancing with the sons. And it's like all everything's choreographed. One of the dads, as soon as he gets up, I can see like his shirt, the front of his shirt, only half of it is tucked in. The back is out. And I can't remember, it was something else going on with his suit. And I'm like, it looked like somebody whooped his ass in the bathroom. And everything else looked nice on him. I'm like, does he know what's going on with like. I don't know if that, because I know somebody had a little girl. Maybe his stuff got from picking up the little girl.
They had a little boy.
A little boy. I only heard. I couldn't see. You know, just from dealing with that. And, you know, you got on a tux. Everything's kind of, so you ain't like raising your hands above your head without something getting out. But I was like, Lord, he just disheveled over there.
Mike said, one of the dads looked like he lost a fight in the bathroom. And I said.
Or won. Maybe he won.
I said, women, was it one of my bigger dads? And he was like, no. And then he kind of described it, but didn't. All he had to do was say his height. And
yeah, I couldn't remember his height.
And then I was like, huh. And so I was sending somebody, or somebody either just sent me a video of yesterday mm-hmm. of the father-daughter dance. I said, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, everybody showed up the way. And I'm talking about. When I opened up the door to the courtyard to begin to thank our guests for coming, as they were walking by me in their black gowns,
The courtyard was dope.
Oh, did
it
you
was
like
nice that? Yeah, one, all the fathers, we were standing on the side, and I'm like, I'm so glad it ain't hot today.
Yeah.
Because we were standing out there, and it was kind of chilly and breezy. I'm like, this actually feels good because it was hot, and before they turned the air on, it was hot. But no, it had a nice look to it. You know, mm-hmm. they had a couple of tables and the greenery out there. Yeah,
and so it wasn't just the fountain.
Like just standing there waiting. Yeah, the fountain and stuff. So it was like people were kind of talking and stuff. Yeah, courtyard was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were supposed to have a surprise violinist. Yeah, I feel so bad for him, and I need to check on him and his family.
That is awful. They had a family emergency, so he had to cancel last minute.
But let me tell you, I think. Then black folk would have been like, oh, now hold on.
Yeah.
Now this is how you do it. Now
I told Angel I could bring a Bluetooth speaker and just play that song over and over.
But we had music playing out there.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. Like, and the thing is, they didn't know the difference because they never knew it was supposed to be a violinist.
Yeah.
But yeah, the music, it was dope. It was a dope time.
Yes, the program and sponsorship book.
Oh yeah.
So First of all, special thank you to our Patreon that put together money.
Have they seen their page?
No. I'm going to show Patreon. Maybe we can. I ain't going to be in town. I'm going to have to try to go live with y'all later today.
I was going to say, show
their pages, a bunch of people, and it's a long list of
it's
names.
It's a list, y'all.
Long list of names.
We greatly, greatly appreciate it.
It was so many people who donated to create an ad for Marcus, and we just said if people wanted to give like $2 or $3, I can't remember, that we would purchase an ad on behalf of Patreon, and we put all of their names listed. So many people donated that we were able to do 2 full-page ads for Marcus. Mm-hmm. Some obviously went above the $2 to $3 I asked.
Greedy asses.
And I wanted to be like, do I need to bold their name? Like,
I know.
but we definitely made 2 pages to be able to say, to little Marcus, from you all, congratulations on basically your botillion. But the booklet was so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's dang near unreal. I made a big mistake and did not proofread one more time the participant profile pages.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, Angel gives me the book, and she was like, oh, here's the book. I'm like, cool.
Wait a minute, before you say that. Now, I was already like, kind of like, I don't really like the pages with their words on there, because I should have downloaded as a PDF so that it'll been clear and then put it back into the software.
Yeah, she let me know that ahead of time. She was like, the font looks, it almost looks blurry when you look at it, like the way it printed on the page.
Yes. Now, go ahead. Sorry.
So she told me, she was like, yeah, check it out. I'm like, cool. So I'm just flipping through, looking through all the pictures and stuff of each kid. I'm like, dang, Marcus. It was like 3 of them that had like, that was like, now these babies done put in some work, because they got multiple people.
What you mean?
Throughout the book.
You could tell the 2 people who had the most.
It was definitely 2, but the third one was in there holding strong too. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. But anyway, as I'm flipping through, okay, yes, it's nice that I'm looking at it. I can see everybody came past Patreon's page, see people that just donated, people that put advertisements in. It was dope. So then I was like, let me at least, because I see once you get to the child's single profile, there's like, you know, the stuff that they wrote and the message to them. So I'm like, let me at least, you know, glance over the first one. So it's a boy, Aiden. I know him, and I'm reading it. I'm like, the first sentence, I'm like, this is off. Because it says, with the mother being European and the father African-American. I was like, that's backwards.
His mama black. His daddy white.
I said, hey, Angel. I said, who wrote this? She was like, his mom wrote it. I'm like, was she high? Because I done seen the mom and the daddy. I said, that's way off.
Yeah.
So Angel was like, she looked at it and she like read like, couple cents. She was like, oh no, this is supposed to be the other girl's page. I was like, oh, so she was in the middle of some other stuff. She was putting together a plan to swap that out. I said, oh, okay. So didn't pay no attention. So I get through that one. Then I look at another one. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I get to another section and the pronouns are wrong.
I misgendered everybody.
It says, you know,
a message from his mother.
From his mother. A message from his mother. I was like, hey, Angel, so all of these say his mother on this section. She's like, are you serious? I was like, she flips through. She was like, oh, the whole time Angel's already on a meeting dealing with some other stuff, dealing with the cotillion. I said, all right, so I go back and sat down. Then I looked, I said, Marcus's font is different. I said, do you want me to stop looking at this? Because right now it just seems like I'm critiquing this book that came from China for the past 3 weeks.
Right.
I said, you want me to stop looking? She said, no, just keep proofreading. I said, all right. So that then set out the wheels going on a whole nother project. Go ahead.
I had to reprint all of their pages. And I found an amazing printer. I will work with him, not on anything as big as the booklets, because I was able to get them cheaper. This was a 200-page souvenir booklet that I was able to get printed for $8.50. That included shipping. a book. So it was $8.50 a book.
Per book, yeah.
Per book. And all color, high quality pages.
High quality color. It was, it definitely looked professional, like something that National Geographic or Sports Illustrated would put out, like that type of quality on each page.
Because that's where they're getting their stuff printed too.
Yeah.
So went to a phenomenal printer. He printed the pages, same quality, and we inserted them in to each book so that you had the proper page with the proper pronoun. And it was just laying on top of the incorrect page.
So multiple pages.
13 pages.
Per 200 and some books.
Yeah, we actually had 300 books, but I said we will only do 250 books will get corrected.
Yeah, so that was, that enacted a whole nother project over the weekend.
Yeah.
So multiple, mama was helping.
Nah, friends from out of town.
Friends out of town.
Yeah, my
Nikki,
mother.
Shania had some books.
Yeah, it was like no other. Like, so there were like little fires that were popping up.
Yeah.
That we were having to quickly extinguish. But when I say that that event moved so well, you would have thought there was a niching that had happened wrong outside of, oh, there's some inserts in these books. The kids danced so well.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, I had to 5, 6, 7, 8 they ass earlier that day in rehearsal, and they got that stuff together. And it was so funny. The father-daughter dance / mother-son dance was a challenge because the parents only got a few rehearsals. And some of them, or a lot of them, or most of them are not dancers. They're not good dancers. They've never been good dancers their entire life. So my good girlfriend, Quinn, she was a choreographer. And she taught all, she came up with all the dances. She taught the dances. And basically I was there to like offer assistance and correction. And when I tell you, them dads started to become, not a, I want to say a little bit fearful of me. Because, listen, as we got closer is when, oh, I now know your name and I'm going to call you by name when you mess up. So this old, one of the dads is a grandpa. He's a grandpa. Well, he's the grandpa of the participant. Sweet man. And we were doing this one part where he has to be at a certain place at a certain time or he messes it up for everybody. So we try to do it twice. And he messed up. This is when we're rehearsing. And then finally I said, all right, Benjamin, now I'm going to need you to put some pep in your step. You need to get there by a certain guy. I said, bulldoze your way through. We ain't walking through no park. Them dads were trying their best not to. You could hear them like laughing, but like trying to hurry up and cover it up. I was like, now come on now. The thing is in 2 days. So when we finished that dance, that was the last dance them kids had to do. Them dads were more excited than them kids.
Oh, yeah, you could hear them, like, everybody yelling in the hall. Like, after everybody exited, you could hear the, like.
One dad said, did I do good? I need your verbal affirmation. I said, you know, if you didn't, I would have definitely told you you didn't. I said, all of y'all killed it. I said, you make me proud. They were like, that's what I needed to hear. So, I am just. It definitely happens. I've kept keepsake funeral books, and Lord, the last minute edits drive me crazy. Yes, Portia. It's insane. But that's what I was telling Marcus. What was really beautiful and kind of a, I don't know if it was healing for me or, I don't know. The first parent-child rehearsal, the other boy and his mom weren't there because the boy had the flu. Little Marcus had the flu as well. So the boys weren't there. And it was just the daughters and their fathers. And me seeing, oh, so all y'all got daddies, right? It was like the first moment I almost teared up. Like a couple of the dads flew in from where they live just for the rehearsal. one dad flew in from Florida, another one flew in from New Orleans, another one flew in from the Bay, because they wanted to make sure they were there for their daughter's big moment. And I was just like, wow, seeing these beautiful black daughters with these black men, I was like, this is all right with me. This is so freaking beautiful. And one of the girls on the day, she was like, my dad keeps doing this one thing during the dance. And I'm like, oh, dad. And he's like, because I'm trying not to cry. And she was like, what? Really? He said, yeah, really. I'm trying not to
leave
cry.
Leave me the hell alone, girl.
One day, he was supposed to be, and they messed, listen, I found out they messed up. I said, see, these people, they were supposed, so when they get presented, they wait for the host to say, ladies and gentlemen, introducing such and such and such, right? And then that's when they're supposed to start walking. They said it for the second girl to come out during rehearsal. And they didn't move. And the dad was just kind of standing there. And Marquita, who was our amazing producer, was like, are y'all not going to go? And the girl was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought somebody was going to tell us. The dad was like, I was looking at that dang on screen so hard. He said he was just thinking about how the dads had never seen the picture of their daughters that we took of them in these little white things. He said, she's so pretty. I just, I said, oh man, I can't
even. Let me
tell
you what. So I get there and one, Angel wanted me to be there early, like extremely early. And I didn't have nothing to do but walk with her and Marcus, you know, as they presenting it. So I'm like, I'm not getting there early. I'm going to get there at this time. So I got there at their time, and I don't know what all had happened, but I was still waiting.
Well, because we did the dance first, that's why.
So I'm sitting over waiting, and we rehearsing, we practicing this thing. So, you know, they coming down, and we already are trying to discuss, like, when we should walk up, the person that's not doing the escort down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And the moms is over, they just wiping their eyes and crying. I said, y'all crying already? So I'm over there. I'm laughing so hard at them because all of them are like losing it. I said, I'm so sorry, y'all. I said, I should not be laughing at y'all. I apologize. I'm not going to stop, but I do apologize for laughing at you. I said, well, hopefully y'all can get it out before the actual, you know, event happens, you know, and it was worse. It was so much worse. One, was it my joke? Her and her mom broke down.
Oh, my joy was done.
They were sobbing during this part. And I'm like, this is so fun. So it wasn't even the funniest part. The one only thing that annoyed me with that is they couldn't get down the other parent was supposed to walk over. I'm like, why ain't y'all understanding this? It was so frustrating. I was like, walk. What are you waiting for? It says introducing. You hear your baby's name. You walk. So anyway, so during the actual thing, so we walk Marcus around and I glance at our table or whatever, and I see Angel's mom and sister losing it. They are bawling. And I get it. I'm like, all right, I get it. And I think Lauren was crying too.
Oh, you know Lauren. So was Brisha. Brisha was done.
I couldn't see Brisha. So then by the time we get done, and you know, they start the other section. So me and Angel go sit down. I don't know if you came to sit in a table at that moment.
I did.
But anyway, we sat down. So Marcus' section's done. Then the next person comes up. She's walking down the aisle. Angel's mom and sister's losing it again, crying. I said, what is wrong with y'all? Why y'all crying? They was like, y'all don't even know this little girl. Why are you crying this hard?
It is beautiful.
Like, what is wrong? And this is Marcus is toward the end. So they done seen this like nine times by now.
Yes.
Why are y'all still crying?
Still just, I mean, it is beautiful. And then there was like this special surprise. The parents kind of knew about it, but they hadn't seen it put together.
Yeah.
Right? We.
Then I told them, I'm sorry, just real quick.
Go ahead.
I was honest. I said, I ain't gonna front. If I had a daughter, I'd probably be crying too, but I don't. So I'm gonna laugh at y'all.
Yeah. The venue we were at had this large LED screen, gigantic.
Multiple.
Yeah, it was panels.
Yeah.
So we wanted to take advantage of that. And I was like, when I was talking to Marquita as we were producing the event, I was like, what about us having a video package that plays after each presented participant? One, it's a good transition because it allows the participant to exit and the parent to exit in the proper place and to get in the next participant without people gawking at beforehand. So she was like, I love that idea. And I was like, it can just be a collage of pictures from baby going all the way up to now. And she was like, okay. I said, but I think I want them to do a voiceover that's a thank you to their like village.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you sure you want to do the voiceover? That feels like a lot. And I was like, what I'll do is I'll record it at our last rehearsal. I will have a mic that they will do their speech in. They'll have to prepare a minute speech. So we recorded those over 2 days. And so most of the parents never heard what the child had wrote.
Yeah.
And so you would hear like their voice as you started seeing pictures of them as a baby, pictures of them as a toddler, as a preteen, all the stages up. And then it ended on their professional headshot that they took with Josh early in the year. So and it all ended just beautifully. I was so proud of my edits. Ebony, my girl Ebony, helped once I set up the template. And when I tell you that, I think really just went ahead and put people in their grave. Seeing the sentimentalness of, because that's what a debutante ball cotillion is supposed to be. It's like we're now saying that these young people are crossing over the threshold.
Yeah.
They're no longer these babies that you've watched and grow.
Yeah.
They are about to be considered adults.
And this is the thing. So a lot of y'all are probably very familiar with this process. Where we live at in the Valley, this is not a common thing at all. I don't even know if it's common in California.
No, it's not
West
common.
West Coast is different.
Yeah, it's not common.
I've discovered in California. More and more East people out here live differently from everybody else. So I know people showing up wondering, why am I getting so in this formal attire, and then seeing this event, I know their minds was blown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to be blown.
Yeah. And it was a perfect amount of, and trust, there were many
moments. Girl, quit crying.
Sherry, had you seen it? Listen, I sent
Patreon over here crying just hearing about
it. Listen, I'm gonna show y'all Marcus's video on Patreon. There were many a moments where I started to get choked up. When we started the dance with Marcus, I was like, oh shoot, I'm about to start crying because this is my dream. I have wanted to do this with my son for a good 8 years, and the baby wasn't even eligible to do no botillion. But once I saw what a botillion could look like, I said, oh, I want that. Because, you know, I don't have a girl. I don't have a daughter. So I was like, I have to do something that is meant for boys in order to have some sort of moment like this. But anyways, I wanted not only for us to be proud of all of their aspirations and the things that they've accomplished as young people and to get behind their dreams. But I also wanted the parents to have one more beautiful sentimental moment with their child with that video. And when I tell you, yeah, that I think that gutted most of those parents.
Yeah, no, I definitely get it. Just especially with me, I was seeing it for the first time. But then when they all came out and y'all did the whole thing all together, I said, oh, this is them dad. You could see the pride on those fathers' faces.
Yeah.
In their body language. They were just like, yeah. Yeah. They out there spinning.
Yeah. It was so funny how afraid you could tell they were.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad, okay? Because that's the type of power I want to command.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, no, she is. They ain't going to get it together. I ain't just going to Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that was, listen, Ebony was getting on them volunteers. I don't know what I'm going to get Ebony, but I'm going to get her something. She said to one of the volunteers, I didn't hear her say it. Daphne heard her. They kept doing something, opening the doors at the wrong time. She said to the volunteers, listen, Angel's name is on this. Y'all going to stop doing stuff before I cue you to do it. I said, oh, God.
Y'all don't know Ebony, but Ebony's the smallest, intimidating person you have ever
So, it was great. And we had them fill out a questionnaire. And then I gave the answers to the questionnaire to Marquita, who was our event producer. She then put those answers inside of AI, and AI helped to write this beautifully wonderful written bio. Them bios for them kids.
Yeah, they was dope.
Were impressive. Mm-hmm. You heard how many leadership positions they've already sat in as high schoolers. You heard what their desires were to do and be in the world. Melissa started crying during my joys when she heard that she wanted to be work in maternal health, mm-hmm. to help reduce the amount of Black women dying in the hospital having kids.
Yeah. One of them babies maintains a 4.5 grade point average. 4.5. Like, the stuff that they were saying about this girl, I said, either have me a whole bunch of people after her or before her. Like, don't put me up after that girl. I ain't about to follow that. Marcus Aisley keeps a consistent GPA of 3.1.
Yeah, the kids are smart.
They are smart.
Multiple kids that have completed just this year. Not in high school.
No.
Just in not just in 2026. I mean, just in the calendar year. Have completed over 200 hours of community service.
Yeah. Hearing these kids, it's like, hearing the bios for a lot of them, it was like, oh, that's a one-off. Like, mm-hmm. this is a special individual. That's like, you know, you don't hear about that a lot. That's like, but to hear, have a booklet full of these, full of these little, full of these kids, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
They all in the same place at the same time?
Yeah, well, they had to submit applications, but all of them got in. I invited a faculty member from the school that Marcus goes to, because we had almost half of the contestants or participants were from the same school Marcus went to. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to need you to show up and see this. I need you to buy a ticket, mm-hmm. and show up. She was so impressed. She was like, no, sorry, Angel, that's not what I mean. 12-month span.
Yeah, 12-month span.
12-month span. So from basically April to April.
Calendar year would be.
Yeah, so April to April.
2026, yeah. Within the past 12 months.
Yeah. So I told the woman, you got to be there, right? And even for her, like, she only knows about what the students who are in her office that interact with her, what they're doing. So when they don't, she doesn't really understand that.
I need to go soon.
I know. She doesn't really understand that just because they're not you can call that tired one and tell him to go get them.
Yeah.
You cannot tell him. You can't. I'm telling him to start walking.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. We're trying to figure out pickup. So, as I was saying, I also, for her, it was good to hear some of these babies that you didn't realize that don't be coming in your office, don't go to some of the events that you want them to do. While they might not be checked in with you, they are checked in other areas in life. Yeah. So she's having the school write an article about it. Put an article. What was this? Oh, did you not see Miss Pat there?
No.
Oh, yeah, she was there.
No, I didn't know. I didn't see her.
She was blown. Oh, she was like, oh, my God. Mm. I said, yeah, I needed you to see it. Thank you. A bunch of my Jack and Jill family was there. I was so grateful. They were damn near made up a whole table.
Yeah.
And one of the Jack and Jill boys who's graduating out came to support a Jack and Jill girl from Pasadena came out, see my son. And and I appreciated it because she's a cutie. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Two of my sisters flew in. One little side bit. My sister, Melissa, I was like, hey.
It's my seal for y'all that don't know.
I said, yeah, so see if this track of Lift Every Voice and Sing is inside of your range because we're going to have you sing it.
Oh, she didn't know beforehand?
She knew a day before. We had somebody else scheduled. That person said to me, can you send me the lyrics to Lift Every Voice and Sing?
Oh, hell no. What?
And I said, to Lift Every Voice and Sing? She was like, don't do that, Angel. Don't do that. I said, I want to make sure.
No, we done it.
I said, I want to make sure you heard my tone. Because not only is it like, don't admit that you don't know it.
Yeah.
But to not be willing to do the work to get the lyrics.
Right.
And I said, they said, oh, yeah, she's going to be up there with a cell phone, a car sing. I said, no, mm-hmm. That's not allowable.
That's one of the few songs. I can't even think of very many. Maybe one other song I can think of. If it's sung right, I will break down.
It's a beautiful song.
I can only think of two.
It's a beautiful song.
And that's one of them. If it's sung right, it's going to break me down.
And I made sure they had her title right. They said, she said, and please stand as the Honorable Melissa Moore Murphy, 22nd District Court Judge from Lexington, Kentucky, comes to sing the Black National Anthem.
Everybody was like, ooh.
Yeah.
But also just having Nina Parker there.
Let me tell you what. I almost cried texting that girl today. All right? I was like, listen, Soror, I can't really put into words. Nina Parker was our host. I said, I can't put into words fully what it means that you would say yes to my request. I said, but I will say this. It was confirmation that God was really helping me manifest my dream and my hopes for my son. I was like, you was the first little sign of God is affirming to me that this is about to happen. This is this beautiful thing that I want my son to experience. The boys had a great time.
They did.
They got
up there, they started dancing because they break away first. It's all of them lined up and the boys step through and they do their step and start dancing. People lost. It was so bad that they started laughing because it was so loud. It got so loud in the event. And as they up there, they doing their dance and their choreography, they were looking at each other and just laughing.
Yeah. I've tried to forewarn them. When I first saw the choreography Quinn had put on them, I said, oh, no. And they were like, what? I said, the audience is going to lose their mind. And they did.
And that was just the icebreaker because when the girls broke out.
Yeah, they were like, bow, bow, yeah. Bow. Mm. They were hitting it. And I was loud. I'm sorry. But I was going to make sure they weren't going to mess up Quinn's choreography. I said, I don't care if I got to give y'all every cue. But, okay, so Patreon, I'm going to show y'all pictures. I'm going to show y'all video.
Yeah.
So y'all going to get that.
Y'all definitely getting that.
But we're going to end it right here because we got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
Yes, and we are going to be back next week. Oh, Patreon.
Of course, y'all going to see me on Wednesday.
I'm going to see if I can go live. I'm getting honored in Louisville, Kentucky at an event for Derby. So I'm going to see if I can go live at that event so that we'll have another special moment together. It's pretty dope. All right. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Cash App. Give them a try. Check them out if you haven't already. And until next time, y'all be blessed. Fam. Bye.